So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Why else should you have a podcast show? But boy, it is cathartic as anything when you see these dastardly Tories doing their next awful thing to poor people. And you can talk about that. And actually, I tend not to talk about politics because politics is very polarising. And whilst I'm happy to polarise people, I don't necessarily want to polarise people on politics or monarchy or COVID-19 or maybe Brexit, maybe not. You know, if, I kind of think if you voted Brexit, you're an idiot. I'm kind of happy. They're usually not in our demographic anyway. Going live and being able to express how you feel about a particular subject, especially if you see something that's fundamentally wrong, you know, someone's being bullied because of their gender or their sexuality or their belief system or whatever. Everyone is entitled to exist, okay? And everyone is entitled to their own opinion, regardless of whether it's right or wrong. I've got opinions which might be wrong as well. Obviously, they're not. All my opinions are perfect, obviously. But just being able to have a session where you can go on a Dan rant, and honestly, the number of people that then message me going, oh my God, I loved that Dan rant. That really, it set me going. It was very funny, very authentic. People love it. People literally message me when I go on a Dan rant. And I try not to do them because we try not to polarize too many people. Otherwise, we'd have an audience of zero. One. Thanks, Mum. Being able to just talk about stuff and have a rant about something that's clearly bollocks, right? Like Section 24, you know, was brought in for taxing landlords, and then for some unknown reason, rents have absolutely shot up. And oh, I wonder why. Oh, can't be because of Section 24. You know, having a rant about that, for example, obviously lots of landlords understand it, lots of non-landlords don't. And being able to express that, first of all, it's good for me because it's cathartic. And second of all, it enables other people to actually understand where we come from those sort of situations. And so you should be able to express yourself. I'm a great believer in that. And if you can express yourself in a way that appeals to a lot of people, then people can appreciate what you feel or how you feel, even though they might not agree with it. And then the other side of this is, for example, if I'm talking about, I mean, you know, Brexit's just ridiculous, isn't it? Food prices have gone up. I was reading last night about foods not being available in UK supermarkets, and the food that is, like fruit and veg, is, you know, not the best quality and so on. Like, that's just bonkers. And so for all those people that agree with that, and I talk about that, then it enables us to build a bridge between having a relationship with the people who are listening and the words coming out of your mouth. And now they're like, yeah, I see what Dan's talking about. And even sometimes when people disagree, they can meet, have points of agreement within that content, right? So not only is it cathartic, but it also allows people with similar opinions to go, yeah, Dan knows what he's talking about. That's easier when you're getting somebody onto a phone call. They already know what you sound like. They already know what your opinions are, and you've already got lots of touch points that you can touch on with points of agreement. And so just finally, on the cathartic side of things, I love, you know, I've got a lot to say. And sometimes it gets me in trouble and sometimes it doesn't, but I've got a lot to say. And it's incredibly useful just being able to have a platform that people listen to sometimes, that people can listen to or not listen to. It's completely up to them. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.